Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at natasha@bradfordtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. A young woman from Southern Ontario who stood up for the working man, person, fighting for the elector's rights and freedoms. She spoke from the heart, with passion and logic uplifting each and every one of us as she might. Whatever the subject, workers' rights, their futures. Andrea spoke directly to each of our needs. Healthcare, housing, equal pay for equality, the leader of the left stood firmly and boldly, too, demanding fair pay, equal representation as well. Andrea gave as much as can be given until it was time to go. Fighting an election, not quite making the grade, this mighty opponent of corruption, profiteering and greed graciously took a bow of honest, humble yet noble pride and said to her warriors a hearty goodbye. A quartet she ran for premier, and quartet she failed. It was expected she would fall on her sword as well, but stay in the legislature she will do her best and continue to fight for what is right. A Hamilton girl, a woman of ferocious belief, Andrea has lived to serve her neighbors well. We can see her fight for us each and every day at the People's Park in Toronto Way. Friends cheer for such a firebrand, a woman of clear conscience and pride, who stands humbly before you, a servant of the people, Andrea Horwath, a lioness who protects her pride, province. Stephen Kazab Bradford.